Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
My current girlfriend is the only woman I've had sex with. But lately I'm finding it harder to reach climax. There have been a few sessions where she climaxed 3 or even 4 times, but I was unable to. It's not that it doesn't feel good or that she isn't tight or something. I just lose my erection about 10 minutes in and we stop. This happens about once every 3 times we have sex. What's wrong with me?
It's common for men to occasionally have some difficulty with their erections, especially if they're feeling stressed, anxious, or pressured to perform. I wonder how it feels for you to give your girlfriend so many orgasms when you have sex. On one level, it may feel exciting and arousing. On another level, I wonder if it feels like a lot of pressure or work to focus so much on your girlfriend's pleasure and orgasms. What would it be like if you tried focusing on your own pleasure, on what feels good for your body and your arousal? Very often, men tell me that they feel pressured to keep going and to keep their erection so that they can please their partner. It's common for men to feel that the only way to be a good partner is to last a long time during sex. And while it may be exciting for you and your girlfriend for her to have several orgasms, she might be just as happy with one orgasm. You might try talking with her about this and, in your own words, letting her know how much you enjoy having sex with her and that you want to try something different when you have sex. If you're already stopping sex when you lose your erection, then the issue is already on the table, and it may be something that you can talk about. You might say that you'd like to try focusing more on your own arousal and pleasure earlier to give you the best chance of having an orgasm yourself. That's a fair thing to ask. Over time, you may become more tuned into what feels good and how to pace sex so that you can go longer if you and she want to. You might also read a book like The New Male Sexuality together, which provides a wealth of information not only on men and sex, but also on male-female differences that sometimes affect how couples have sex. Great in Bed also provides male and female perspectives on sex and may be another book to read to enhance your sex life. You can learn more about these books on our Kinsey Confidential website. For young, healthy men, erectile problems are most often linked to performance anxiety. However, if you have health concerns or if you're older, mention your erectile problems to your healthcare provider, as this can sometimes be an early sign of heart disease or diabetes.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/Kinsey Confidential. Or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
I'm a 25-year-old man who is not circumcised, and my foreskin has never retracted. From what I know, this is uncommon. The opening is just much smaller than the head of my penis. Are there health concerns I should be aware of about this? I'm asexual, so I'm less worried about discomfort during intercourse, which I might never engage in, than I am about hygiene.
Although most men have retractable foreskins by the time they're 18 years old, some men have conditions that keep the foreskin from retracting well into adulthood. Very often, men want to be able to retract the foreskin as part of their masturbation or sexual behaviors with a partner. Being asexual, I can understand that you may never envision yourself engaging in these types of sexual behaviors if you don't have the desire to do so. However, you make a good point about hygiene. Even though the opening at the top of your foreskin is very small, there is still an opening, and this means that it is possible that irritants could make their way through the opening or that you might otherwise have smegma, which is buildup of skin cells and oils that may cause a bad odor or irritation over time. Then again, you may be one of the lucky ones to avoid any problems. The good news is that should you choose to want to be able to retract foreskin for cleaning purposes, there are often non-surgical options available. Some doctors will prescribe creams that can reduce inflammation if that's an issue, or make the foreskin more flexible. Some healthcare providers also recommend stretching of the opening, which can make the opening larger and help make retracting the foreskin easier to do. Less often, surgical interventions are recommended. If you'd like more information about your particular case, including finding out why you're unable to retract your foreskin and what your treatment options might be, you might find it helpful to speak with a urologist. Urologists specialize in issues related to the male reproductive tract and are often good resources for health issues related to the penis and foreskin, as well as issues related to erections and ejaculation. I hope this is helpful and best of luck to you.
Dr. Debbie Herbenick is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.